Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here where it matters.
Hello and happy Friday. Welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to catch you up before the weekend on all the news you should know about. Today, a multi-county agreement to run a juvenile detention center got mixed reactions in Lehigh County this week. Lackawanna County is already on board. And providers in Lackawanna County want parents to know about services available for young children. It's Friday, April 10th. Let's get you up to date. We'll start in Wilkes-Barre today with an update on a torture and murder case from 2023. An Edwardsville woman accused of two killings in connection with a gruesome Wilkes-Barre torture case has pleaded guilty in Luzerne County Court. WVIA's Roger Dupuy has the story.
Desiree Lynette, 45, is the third of five suspects to enter a plea in the 2023 torture and murder of Nicole Cuevas Ingram, whose badly decomposed body was discovered buried in the dirt floor beneath a Wilkes-Barre home in early 2024. Lynette also was one of two suspects charged in the killing of Deborah Fox, 69, who formerly owned the Carlisle Street home. Luzerne County District Attorney Sam Sanguidolce talked with WVAA News about Lynette's case.
She entered a guilty plea to first-degree murder and is facing life without parole on those cases in exchange for us not seeking the death penalty.
Lynette also faced aggravated assault charges in connection with the 2023 beating of Anthony Cook in the same Wilkes-Barre basement.
Anthony Cook, who you may recall, actually escaped from the House of Horrors and could have become another victim had he not done so.
Lynette's Thursday pleas, entered before County Judge Joseph Skleroski, cover all three cases, Sanguidolce said, and she will be sentenced at a later date. Two other defendants are still awaiting trial in the death of Cuevas Ingram. Roger Dupuy, WVIA News.
Thanks, Roger. Find the full story at WVIA.org. Now for that story out of Lehigh County. A possible multi-county agreement regarding youth juvenile detention received mixed reactions in Lehigh County on Wednesday night. Lackawanna County signed on to the agreement in February. James Ziprode has more for WVIA.
Discussions surrounding a regional youth detention center co-operated by Lehigh County have been ongoing for about 2 years. The proposal calls for Lehigh, Berks, Dauphin, and Lackawanna counties to establish the Southeast Youth Detention Agency to operate a youth detention facility in Berks. By joining the 20-year agreement, each county would be allocated 10 beds out of at least 40 available at the facility. Current estimates place an annual operating cost around $10.5 million, with each county responsible for approximately $2.6 million. Dauphin County formally entered the agreement in January and Lackawanna County signed on in February. Officials expect the partnership to address a shortage in detention space that's led to detained juveniles being sent to facilities as far away as Ohio or being prematurely released. Multiple Lehigh County officials praised the plan during Wednesday's meeting, saying that ignoring the opportunity for a regional approach would be a, quote, major blunder, end quote. Others weren't so sure, expressing concern that a 20-year agreement may be too long as the needs of communities and young people change over time. Commissioners are scheduled to hold a final vote on the ordinance on April 22nd. In Bethlehem, I'm James Ziprode.
Thanks to James Ziprode for that story. Find more on this also at WVIA.org. Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
I'm Kat Bolas from the WVIA News Team. Let us meet you where you are. Find us on air on WVIA Radio, online at WVIA.org, or on the WVIA app.
Welcome back. Now let's talk about some early childhood resources. Research shows that the first 5 years of life are foundational for brain development, learning, and long-term success. WVIA's Sarah Hofius Hall has more about local efforts to strengthen that foundation for young children.
Parents of young children don't always know about available resources, including free preschool, medical screenings, or behavioral support. Providers of those resources will hold 3 upcoming events in Lackawanna County.
School districts have seen a tremendous increase in families that are arriving at kindergarten and would have benefited from services but have not connected.
That's Paul Stefani, a retired Scranton principal and the director of educational services for the United Way of Lackawanna, Wayne, and Pike counties. Children sometimes enter kindergarten with unidentified or unaddressed challenges, according to Stacy Nivert, executive director of Discovery Montessori in Scranton.
United Way has brought together all of the agencies that work across the spectrum and said, here we are. We're all going to be here. Come and see us. If we can't help you, we'll get you to the person who can.
The first event will be Saturday from 10 to 2 at Riverside Elementary West in Taylor. Reporting from Scranton, I'm Sarah Hofius Hall, WVIA News.
Thanks, Sarah. For more information on the upcoming events, visit WVIA.org. One last thing for you today. It's time for Community Connection with WBIA's Lisa Mazzarella.
Our Community Connection is at Winter Spring Sanctuary in Catawissa, where horses help the healing begin. Executive Director Nicole Will explains.
I had a racehorse named Winter. She was traumatized to a certain extent. I did everything I could to try to connect with her, and we formed a bond. The bond wasn't about riding, which is one of my passions. It was really slowing down and meeting Winter where she was. Horses have a power way beyond what we want to use them as humans. Humans want to make money off of them. We want to win prizes off of them. What she taught me was presence, how to find value in that simpleness.
So she was a traumatized horse, and you just said something that really sparked something in my mind about how they have this intrinsic power to them. So can you explain to me what that power is between the horse and the human?
It is something that Winter Spring Sanctuary is allowing you to experience. We open up a pasture, open up an arena for people who are recovering from something in their lives to experience this intrinsic power of the horse. The amazing part about horses is that they don't anticipate the fear before something is there. And directly after, they don't think about the fear that was just there. When we are in their pasture, we feel that sense of presence, awareness, responsiveness, and safety.
Sarah, when you are with the horses, where's that happy meeting point? When do you know that you've connected with them?
If you put away your phone and are very present and are touching them with like a slow, thoughtful hand, looking at them because you're 100% focused on them, which you really need to be because you're dealing with an animal that's anywhere from 1,000 to 2,000 pounds, you need to know where their limbs are and you need to be aware of where they are. So when you actually are aware of that, you will notice that they want to connect with you.
What you do with these horses in Catawissa is something extraordinary because you work with people who are going through different types of things in their life. What kind of method do you use to acquaint people to the horses?
It's called EGALA, Equine Assisted Growth and Learning Association. It's a team approach. Everything we do has the therapist who is there to protect the safety of the human, and then the equine specialist who is there to protect the horse's physical safety as well.
Let's talk about the individuals who have come to Winter Spring Sanctuary, and you're seeing them come back to themselves. What have you seen when it is successful?
We have these wonderful therapists that are focused on trauma, PTSD, and ADD, ADHD, eating disorders, anxiety, depression. And we're so excited to offer a free, at no cost resource to this community.
Our main goal is to be able to offer these services to all the people that need it in our community.
You just learn so much about yourself around horses. There's no other way to say it. And I would say that this structure allows for the most benefit to the most amount of people in the community. This is a challenge. This is a therapeutic process. And if you give it a chance, people will be really pleasantly surprised.
Special thanks to Nicole Will and Sarah Walzer of Winter Spring Sanctuary in Catawissa. Hear the full story on our podcast, wvia.org/community. I'm Lisa Mazzarella.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date and ready for the weekend. Find more stories at wvia.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for hanging out with me this week. We're back on Monday, so make sure you subscribe and tune in so you don't miss anything. Have a great weekend, everyone. I'll catch you next week, right here on Up to Date.